This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Spiking though coronavirus may be in some parts of this country, there are cities and states and counties that are opening up, and things are going to look different when people go back to their offices. Goodbye open floor plans and communal desks. Hello plexiglass dividers and face masks. Some buildings have put in thermal cameras or touchless entry doors. But there is only so much you can do to improve the safety of one of the basic features of modern office building life, the elevator. From the Workplace Culture Desk, Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Richard Corsi started worrying about COVID-19 pretty early. The dean of the College of Engineering at Portland State University is an expert on indoor air quality. So back in January, he stopped taking the elevator to his fifth floor office.
Well before the stay-at-home order, I was sort of taking the stairs down. For me, it was not worth the risk.
He says there are still a lot of things we don't know about how people become infected with COVID-19, but being crammed into a little box with no airflow can't be good.
And an elevator environment is oftentimes not an environment where you can stand pretty far away from people. And so you're likely, if they're looking at you and speaking to you, or if they cough, you're going to get this really high concentration of tiny droplets, even over a short time period.
That scenario carries the highest risk, he says, more so than pressing a button that someone else touched half an hour ago. It's most important to minimize exposure to other people in the car. That means passenger limits, masks, no talking, and facing away from each other, which could make for some awkward moments.
It's a little weird, I think. Everyone's kind of paranoid about, you know, everyone at this point.
Technician Jordan Schroll started going back into work at a Pittsburgh IT firm at the beginning of June. His ride up to the eighth floor office used to be packed, but now only four people are allowed on each car, and there are footprint stickers in each corner indicating where to stand.
I've seen, you know, some people kind of obviously uncomfortable, you know, getting in or out of elevators, or if there's more than three people in them, you know, no one kind of knows what's going on or what they should do.
So far, he says, people have been pretty good at self-regulating, but he can see how things could get ugly, with hurried workers battling it out for the last spot or hogging a car to themselves.
It's a Seinfeld episode, basically. You know, we're living in one.
Michael Colacino is the president of New York City commercial real estate brokerage Square Foot, and he says even before COVID, good elevators were a big priority for his clients.
Standing there waiting for an elevator warps your, you know, it's like Einstein. It's like the space-time continuum gets distorted. People are going to say, to hell with this. I'm not standing here for 60 seconds.
With COVID reducing capacity on elevators, many companies in high-rises will have to move to staggered schedules. Tech giant Salesforce has talked about giving workers tickets to ride elevators at specific times. And more buildings may look to install technology that groups riders by destination to make elevators more efficient. At about $50,000 per car, it's not cheap, though there is a low-tech alternative to make people feel better about waiting around.
And that's by putting mirrors in on the elevator lobby.
People can distract themselves, fussing with their hair or checking out how they look in their new mask. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.